Welcome back to Las Vegas, ho. It's the Crazy Sex Cool Podcast. I'm Bethany. We have Meek to the left, Liz to the right, holding it down as always. What is going on with the ladies?
Y'all look good.
Yes.
We all look good.
Y'all got the hair pulled back. What? I need to pull back.
Outside. You didn't get the memos hot outside.
Girl, that 70 degrees came out. You know what I'm saying? You gotta wrap it up. It has to be versatile, honey. Okay.
I like your wrap up. I'm hitting someone hitting it from the back.
Okay. Now
go to the corner, Liz. Go to the damn corner.
Liz, when's the last time you gotta bust a couple off? You straight? Are you in the mood?
Like, I think she's due. I'm due. Way overdue. I ain't even using toy. I'm overdue. Because I've been so busy. Yeah, I need some.
You can always tell when it's time for Liz because, like, the mouth, I mean, like, she just can't. She can't even help herself.
She becomes out of the norm nasty. Oh, this is Monique. This isn't Liz. This is Momo,
Neek, Neek.
Have y'all ever just been driving and then it's just like super wet and you're like, fuck.
Yo, fuck. I'm gonna be honest. Yes.
No.
Yes, I have.
I'm not ovulating right now.
I have had a situation like that where, have you ever had a thought like when you knew your
pussy was so wet
and you was like, oh my God, like, if I had a dick, I would fuck his life up because you just knew your shit was that damn wet. Have your pussy been so wet where you had to change your underwear?
Yep.
Have your pussy been so wet that it made you, where you were like in the middle of like maybe like cleaning the house or whatever and you were like, fuck this shit, I'm about to go rub one out real quick.
Couple times.
Yeah.
Vacuuming and like, all right, let me get this out the way.
Yeah.
Little flustered.
Yo, I mean, clean pussy is set up different, yo. Like, I'm telling you, you know, you get your probiotics going, you make sure she clean and healthy. Man, right. She's set up different. The way her water works is set up is completely, yeah.
Now that our kids are back in school, my masturbation numbers have gone up because now I got the free time. I'm not going to be interrupted. Like,
yeah, you're not interrupting. Like, you can be as loud as you want.
I'm out. So I had a moment not that long ago to the point where I had to group text y'all and y'all was laughing at me. So in those little gift bags, there was a little power bullet thing. And I'm like, all right, let's just see what this is about, right? So to the listeners who can't see, because like Liz's point, you know, got it up there. This bullet is about, like, it's how many inches? Like, it's not
like
even
the size of an index finger.
Of an index finger, if that, depending on how big your hand is, because I feel like it's the size of my index finger and my hands are not that big. But it comes with
three speeds.
Like, with three speeds, and it's battery operated. And I was like, all right, I'm going to try this shit out. Bro,
hold on, before you say this, remember when y'all was clowning me for using battery-operated toys? Continue.
Y'all told me to grow up. Time out. See, this is where you and I are different because I have a big boy toy where we have a USB cord charge. So, like, this toy is like the appetizer. Then we got the big boy setup. Your main toy was battery operated, and you always be like,
but I
had a battery.
I also have one that I have to charge, and when that hole dies, and I have to wait instead,
how long you
my battery, bruh, too long
because my shit's set up like the new iPhone charger where like you just plug that bitch in and you good to go,
and it's right charged again.
So,
mine's a magnet,
it's easier for me to go and grab two batteries and I'm right back at it, you know.
But I will say this though, to your point, yeah, them bitches do hit hard because this little bullet bitch, this bitch was only $9.99, and I ain't gonna lie, I was looking at that shit, I was like, fuck, I'm really about to pay $9.99. Yeah, them bitch was only $9.99, and when I tell you that, like, they did. But I will say this, that first off, I was able to get the job done. No porn. You know, I try to exercise that every now and then where, like, I don't
watch porn in a while.
Yeah, where I don't use porn or anything like that. But, like, I was able to fucking do it with no porn. And, but I will say this, even though it got the job done, it is definitely a partner toy. It is, oh my goodness, I know. It's definitely a partner toy.
Like, I got an idea, guys. Maybe we should get those panties with the remotes and go out to eat
and give each other
it on each other. Yeah.
That's... Yo. Okay, first of all.
Yo.
First of all, working.
That would be funny as fuck. And switch it and rotate it.
Because whoever's in charge of Meek's panties is gonna be like, she's gonna like close the restaurant down. Because when me and Meek, because Meek, when we were dancing, do you remember that time you were sitting on a speaker and she just sitting there, it was vibrating? I'm like, bruh.
And first off, I didn't even say anything. You looked at me and was like, what's going on? I was like, bro, like, I'm sitting on this sub, right? I'm sitting on a sub and the fucking bass is going. And I'm like, oh my God.
like why were you ovulating at this
having
time?
A moment?
Why is this bass so hot? Okay, I'm gonna stop right now because I am about to chill and I had a couple of shots. But anywho, yeah. But see, the way my shit is set up, it's a little different. Like, she a little sensitive, okay? Like, she got some
accessories down there. We're doing that.
Bro,
I'm with it. Like, that'll be dope. That shit'll be dope.
We are doing it. I'm buying them. You're look, putting them on.
Friends. Look, we ain't real friends until we do this. We not real friends until we do this shit. This will be so much.
Oh,
this will
be like so. And we're going to go live.
No. This will even be better. Oh, wait. Okay. I don't even know. I don't know if it would be better. Because I'm going to say, throw the remotes in a fucking like thing and then like randomly pick it. But if you get your own remote, that's kind of
cool. No, we just rotate. We'll just rotate every couple hours.
Okay. That should be fun, though. Oh, we can call it like musical clits or some shit. I don't know.
Hey, that's fire. I'm in. Come on, Bessie. Don't be a pussy. Come on, Bethany. The listeners are listening.
All right, let me sleep on it.
Like, it would definitely be a dope partner. I will say this it's my perspective. It's not a penetration toy because it's a little bit too, like, small and narrow. It's definitely a clitoris toy. So it's like while he's getting it and you top back where that hood is exposed and you put it straight onto that hood. Will blow your fucking mind. Blow your mind. You might squirt. You might actually squirt, B. Like, real talk. Because I know, listen, I was about to squirt about 3 times, but I, like, it was feeling so good that, like, I was like, I don't want to. So I had to, like
I've already thought about how I want to use that toy that you gifted. So I want, you know, to be in doggy style while he's hitting from the back and either, well, yeah. I'll have to use it on myself, but also I want to be in a position where he can use it on me. So maybe like I'm like on his lap and he's like wrapped around with my legs open and he uses it on me.
Have you ever had it where like the dude is laying vertical and he's hitting it, but you're like, it's like the T, it's like the T-bone.
Oh, yeah.
And then like, so basically like your leg, like if you are flexible, I know you are. You spread your legs so he has full access to your clit area, right? Uh-huh. And so he's hitting it, and like so basically he's hitting it like this, and your body's like this, and your legs are spread. He can then have full access to your clit area.
I never had that.
Yeah,
I don't think I haven't even used toys during sex while having sex. With another person, no.
What?
I think one time, but it was like I literally like threw it because I felt like he didn't know what he was doing really.
Yeah. No, B, try Boom. Try it because like it exposes you. He might lick down there. He might put his finger down there. Might put the toy down there. But it gives like a full access, and also it's a dope ass view. You know, men are visual, mm-hmm. so dope ass mm-hmm. view. But also, I kind of like wonder, like, you know, you could like put that shit in your ass too. Like, that might feel like.
I'm cool.
Do the face again.
I'm done. Yeah.
I'm out.
All right. Too far.
That sounds cool. I mean, if you into that, I mean, I can see how that would be pleasurable. Because it's small. And if, you
it's
know.
Small. You're not, it's tiny. Yeah. So it's not going to hurt. But I'm saying the vibration. You know what I mean? Because you know you can nut from your ass too, and nutting from your ass and your vagina at the same time is like fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not me though. So there was a meme on the internet that Liz shared, and I thought that we should touch on this because it has a whole lot to do with us ladies and parenthood. And, you know, the good old Justin LaBoy, he posted. And first of all, a lot of the shit that he posts, he just steals from Twitter and then retweets it and puts his name on it and shares it on Instagram. But whatever.
I thought that people were like sending him shit because you could tell that it's not original. Like you could tell it's not original.
Yeah. So this meme in particular says, being a good father starts with respecting your child's mother. Y'all not ready to have this conversation, though, respectfully. Okay, so Liz, you're the one who shared it. What? Why were you so compelled to share that with us?
Because everything in that is definitely facts. I just feel like, as Meek would say, the wrong person you want to have an argument with is your baby mama. The last person you want to have any issues with is the mother of your child. I just feel like when you're, well, we're all mothers, obviously, but if you have a relationship, with your child's father, like you guys have to somehow come to agreement with a lot of things because you got to co-parent with him or her till the kid is grown. And even after that, like they get in college and everything like that, like you have to have some type of respect for her in a common relationship with the mother of your child or the father of your child. I just feel like I don't want to just be biased, but both sides should be, you know, but mostly the dudes, because it's the dudes who mostly moms have all their kids, right? But for the dudes, it's like, I just know cousins and family members who are like, you know, fuck that. I don't give a fuck about her, what she got going on. She with a new man, such and such, whatever. But like, it's total disrespect towards the mom, and you have to have some type of relationship and respect for the mother of your child, regardless of you, whatever situation you guys had, you know, in the past relationship mm-hmm. or whatever. So like, I feel like all that shit should be put to the side and you got to grow the fuck up.
Okay. Meek, what do you think?
My thoughts is that I break it down into like, you know, like what's the optimal goal? The fact of the matter is that the most precious thing in your life you share with this person, you know, not being the child, there has to be some grounds of respect. And also, everyone else that's in your life, including your child, is going to follow suit. Like, it's kind of similar to like relationships. Like, people are only going to respect your relationship how far you respect your relationships, what kind of boundaries you set for your relationships. So if you go in and you're like, I don't give a fuck, guess what? The people in your life ain't gonna give a fuck. Unless, yeah, you got some outliers that's like, yeah, dog, that's not right, that's not wrong. But, like, let's be honest, like, on how often that actually happens. So I think it's real, I think it's definitely important for, and the reason why this particular meme is important is because when you say, like, the man, you know, to respect your baby mom, it's the fact that, like, he pointed out, majority of the time, the mom is the primary parent. I feel like when the cases are reversed, it's a bit different. But like the fact of the matter is, like, majority of the cases, the mom is the primary parent. So it's like you have to like exemplify a certain level of respect and also a certain level of trust. And with that respect, you can't allow others to invade. And I don't understand how someone can think that they can parent and produce a well-grounded individual, being their child, with having such disrespect for the person who primarily cares for them. That doesn't mm-hmm. make any sense. Like, that doesn't make any type of sense at all, you know? So I think it's definitely important. And, you know, I can even use myself as an example where, like, you know, I've had a situation where, like, the respect wasn't crossed, but, like, certain lines were crossed. And I understood, like, now my son is at this point in his life where, like, he admires his father. Like, he is, like, he's a little, you know, I'm not going to say my BD's name, but, like, he's, like, a mirroring image. Like, everything his dad does, he wants to do, whether it's, like, lifting weights, whatever. And, but also he admires and loves me. And now, of course, our relationship is a bit different how it is with his dad. And he also, the reason why he does what he does is because of how our relationship is. Everyone thinks that as long as you respect and love the child, that should be enough. And the fact of the matter, the parents play, you're the model. You're the model for how to engage in relationships, how to engage in healthy relationships. You're not going to always like what the other person says. It's not about always being in agreement with one another. It's not about always, like, you know, it's going to be times where they irritate and frustrate the fuck out of you. But as long as you maintain that respect, there's just certain lines that just won't be crossed. And your child has to see that. The child has to see that. So then that way, when they grow up and then they start building their own relationships, they understand why respect is so important. They understand that, you know what, I've seen, like, I know Elijah has seen me and his father at odds, but he also saw us come together, and we also made sure he was a part of us coming together. We discussed that with him. We didn't go into adult conversation, but we can't excuse the fact that our son saw it. And even if he didn't see, like, whether it was the disagreement or the argument, he felt the disconnect. That's another thing. Like, kids can feel it. They, like, mm-hmm. they're very, you know, they're very.
They definitely pick up on the energy.
Yeah, they pick up on energy. So you're like, oh, well, we don't argue in front of our, like, it's not about that. It's about the energy you carry when you're in presence with that person. And your child can definitely pick that up. You know, and like the way my son is, like, he's like, you know, he's like looking at the both of us, seeing like how much we engage. Am I giving his dad a hug or am I staying in the car? That's the reason why when I drop Elijah off, I get out the car, I give him a hug. You know what I mean? So he can see like, no, we're family. We are a team. You know, when we stay cold and like just stay in the car and stay disconnected, your child sees that. And then so much of that, your child starts to become that's a norm. So now, and then you also got to think like this is an example of what love looks like or what a relationship looks like. So technically I will be grooming a future man who thinks that like showing love is being disconnected and disassociated from your true feelings. Like, that's where all that stuff comes from. So it all stems from, you know, just having respect for one another. And I will extend it to say, like, it goes for the mom as well. Like, we can't sit up here and emasculate these men, even if we don't agree, even if he could be doing better. Like, the fact of the matter is that you are the prime example. You are the model. There's nothing wrong with holding a man accountable for his responsibilities, but there's still a right and wrong way to do it. You do not have to emasculate a man and talk down to a man to hold a man accountable. So, yeah.
That's where I stand. When you sent it, Liz, I had to read it again because I'm really big on how things are worded. And it says, being a good father starts with respecting. So I'm going to say, yes, of course, like, having respect for your child's mother is super important. It's the ideal situation that you want because, you know, it benefits the child in the long run. But I feel like it's not a necessity to respect her in order to be a good father. I feel like women need to hold other women more accountable, because we have women out here. Because I feel like as moms, we are so, because we are good moms, we hold other women accountable for how they parent their children and how they are in front of their children, how they interact with, you know, their child's father. Like, why would you, you know, don't say this in front of them or whatever. But there are a lot of women who have children for the wrong reason. I feel like you have women who don't respect themselves, but that doesn't mean that a man can't be a good father because he doesn't respect her. I'm not going to say that's where it absolutely begins, because there are women who have babies by men who they don't really fuck with. Men are fucking with these women who they don't really respect. They don't like. They're, you know, a baby comes out of a situation sometimes where these people don't even know each other. They don't know each other enough to even have respect for each other. The pregnancy could be some bullshit, you know, where they're arguing the whole time. They don't have any respect. Like, you have women who are pregnant and they break up while they're pregnant, and the woman just going off and talking big shit about her baby daddy from the moment she finds out she's pregnant until the baby graduates from high school. Like, when situations like that happen, it doesn't mean that he can't be a good father. He can still be a good father.
Okay. So,
because there are just a lot of women who just do not deserve that respect.
I disagree wholeheartedly, because I'm a firm believer in, like, I'm not going to stoop down to your level and treat you the way you treat me. I'm going to do better because I am better. So
that's not what I'm saying.
No. But I'm using the words that you used, because you said that, like, you know, based off of how she's acting, some women are undeserving of that respect. I'm not a believer of that. I'm not a believer of that. Just because baby girl doesn't see her true value and what she means, and she doesn't respect herself, does not mean that she's undeserving of respect. So I do not agree with that. I don't. And I'm not. And my thing is, by giving someone respect, you're not rewarding them. You're not rewarding them for their bad behavior. My thing is like, at the end of the day, you still have to be an example to your child, like, of something better. Like, no, your mama's acting a whole fucking ass right now. I mean by disrespect, my thing is that what disrespect leads, that leads to people interfering with y'all situation that don't belong in y'all situation. That leads to calling each other names or you know what I'm saying? Now, you don't have to like what she's doing. You can be infuriated with what she's doing and be honestly embarrassed and, like, hate and, like, regret the fact that you even got yourself in this situation. But when it comes down to respect is I think is a very admirable trait to be able to show to someone that is not exemplifying characteristics that you would deem as respectful. So as my child, if Elijah ended up getting a girl pregnant because of some, like, you know, careless act or whatever, no, you're still going to respect this woman, because at the end of the day, no, you don't like what she's doing. You don't like how she's acting, but you're going to respect her because she's the mother of your child, and your child has to see, your child has to have some type of example of what a good grounded individual is supposed to do, or how they're supposed to handle themselves. So,
well, what I'm saying is that it doesn't, that's not where it begins. Cause you can be like, you know what? I don't respect her. I don't like what she's doing, but I'm still going to be a fantastic father to my child, despite what bullshit that she's trying to put in my way to make me out to be this or that. Because at the end of the day, and I've had a situation, you know, with loved ones where a man wants to be an incredible father, and his baby mom has put up every single obstacle to keep that from happening. But I always advise, continue to do your best. Don't let whatever she's doing get in the way of you being a good father and being there, because eventually that child is going to grow up and be like, yo, my mom was kind of like wilding out, but my dad was always there.
I agree with that. But when you say disrespect, what is that? What does that mean? Like, what does that mean to you when you say let me give you my personal story.
I'm not
saying
that a man is able to disrespect her. I'm saying he can just not have respect for her. Like, I don't respect her, he doesn't act on it.
Let me give you my example. And this is the reason why I say respect is key, is that when I got pregnant, I was one of those situations, and I'm not shy about my situation. We didn't have a relationship. Like, he did not want to get me pregnant. He did not want this situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, he felt like I was doing something, you know, he felt like I was disrespecting him by even making a choice to go on and blah, 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 whatever. And for some time, I'm not going to say, I don't want to go out and say, because I don't know, I wasn't in that man's head. I don't want to go out and say, like, oh, he disrespected me. But you could tell that, like, that his issue with me was thick. You could tell, you know what I'm saying? Like, within the interactions. And even though once Easy came, Easy was like the light of his life, complete light of his life. Fast forward to now, me and his situation are a lot closer. I can tell that this man has respect for me. And I see the difference when you're raising a child that way. And so the fact of the matter is, I get what you're saying, but a lot of men gauge their interaction with their child through the respect of the mother. So even though, like, I get what you're saying, and you're saying it doesn't have to start there, but the fact of the matter is, a lot of men be like, yeah, I would do this, but the mom's tripping. What?
Right.
Like, that's a lot of stories. That is a lot of stories. And
what I feel like, when men want to do something, they do it, no matter what the obstacle is. If you really want to be a great father, you're going to do it no matter what obstacle the woman puts in the way.
I'm not saying that this is your situation, but you rather be in a situation as your child's father not respecting you first, and you're okay with being in a situation with your child's father not respecting you first before even, you know, pretty much. Not saying that he's going to act on the disrespect, but he just has shows no respect for you, but still interact with his kid. You're okay with that?
Yeah.
If we're not in a
relationship together, I'm not going to be putting obstacles to keep you from being a good father.
As long as you're not together, could be an obstacle. That's the thing, is that the fact that you're not together could serve as an obstacle.
I'm saying if a man wants to be a good father, he's going to do whatever it takes to be a good father. It doesn't have anything to do with me.
I guess, like I said before, especially if you're raising, like, men, if you're raising a son, like, you are that example. And it's going to be people that you do not agree with, that you don't agree with. You don't agree with their actions. You definitely wouldn't stoop down to that level, but you still show respect. That's something that I'm going to, like, show to my,
You can show respect, but still not have respect for that person. In front of your child, we just said
that children feel energy. So it's not about showing respect. I'm talking about honestly, like, wholeheartedly have respect. And to me, I feel like that's a thing of, like, I feel like that's a, I don't even, I don't, cause I'm not trying to come down on people like that, but I just think that that's a maturity thing. Like, to be able I don't rock with you like that. And, like, you mad wilding, and I want to be with my baby. You know what I mean? Like, you are I made the decision to lay with you and to, like, bust inside you, whatever decision is made. I'm gonna respect you as my child's mother. That's it. Like, that don't mean I gotta, like, roll out the red carpet for her. But I've just seen too many situations where when we start talking about disrespect, it starts with the energy, but it starts to show up in actions. It starts to show up in language. It starts to show up in interactions with other people. So that's the reason why I'm like, yeah, no, I can't support that. Because I've seen way too many dudes have, like, other chicks interfere with their situation. I don't care how much
your
baby mama is wilding. I don't care. If you just met a chick, that chick has no say in y'all situation. But I've seen dudes that disrespect their baby moms and go and start pillow talking with another chick and be like, man, you ain't gonna believe this bullshit that I'm da 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 da. Bruh, you don't even know this chick. You don't even know how she set up. And because you disrespect your baby moms, you out here low-key making your situation way worse than what it has to be.
Because so you're allowing everybody else to disrespect your situation.
Yeah. So I can't.
Yeah, we just have to agree to disagree. I just feel like if a man wants to be a father, he's going to be a father despite it. I just feel like that's not exactly where it begins, because respect has to be earned at some point. But you can still do what you got to do in the meantime.
I guess where we have to agree disagree, because the way I'm set up, that's just a character trait that I feel like man should have, not man, but just humans should have. Period.
Bro, so when I we talked like about last episode. Period. What was my number? Last episode. What was my number one thing? In order for me to deal with a guy, I have to have respect.
I'm talking about showing respect to those that are non-deserving. And first off, who are you to declare if someone is non-deserving of respect? Like depending on certain interactions and certain engagements with that person, like you have a child, right? Now, if someone just straight up just spat in your face and like stole money from you, I can understand like, yo, I can't fuck with you. I don't respect you. I don't respect how you set up. You know what I mean? Or a man, you know, being an absentee father and being a fuck nigga. I can't respect that. I completely agree with that. I understand. But I'm saying when it comes down to like the fact of the matter is, when it comes down to like, I'll put it this way. My dad was not in my life. My mom had her feelings toward my father. But the fact of the matter is, I have my own individual relationship with my father. Right. So like it caused a conflict, because many times my mom disrespected my dad, like many times. And it caused a conflict because I'm like, this is the man I love. No, he's not here, but I still love him. And it causes a conflict in the child when they start seeing that type of disrespect, or they start, you know, feeling that energy of disrespect. So what I'm trying to say is, for the sake of the child, it's best to like really dig deep and find whatever respect you can and try to apply it, even if it is a hard situation. Because that man, my dad didn't show up. My dad wasn't sending money. My dad was fucking living the life, driving Benzes and all this type of shit while we low-key in the hood. So, you know what I'm saying? But I, as his child, still loved him, still yearned for him. So when I heard my mama disrespect my father, it fucked me up. It honestly fucked me up. And I have my own relationship with my father to this day. So that's the reason why I guess I'm just kind of hell-bent on
I understand that, like, you know, respect is super important. It's ideal. It's the dream situation where two adults respect each other and they can raise a child, you know, no matter what their situation is, as far as if they're together, they working through shit, or there's distance, or whatever the case may be. But yeah, we just have to agree to disagree there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, a man that has people kind of disagreeing on a few things, I want to talk about Kevin Samuels. We touched on him very briefly in episode 56, and I don't see the issue with Kevin Samuels.
You don't see no issue at all, like none. Like, you completely agree with everything that Kevin represents, everything.
I don't 100% agree with nobody, but I haven't come across where I'm like, I don't fuck with him because he said one thing. I mean, I'm not going to 100% agree with anybody.
Right, but not on the matters of not fucking with him, but I'm saying you didn't watching you've seen all the podcasts, you've seen all the shows, whatever, and watching his interactions, you know what I'm saying, on podcasts or on like on his show. Are you okay? There's nothing where you're like, I agree and I understand, but this is a no.
There are a couple things I disagree, but it doesn't change my opinion on overall on who he is.
I mean, I didn't ask that. I'm just asking, like, what was the things that you just, you know. Don't agree.
Okay, I'll tell you what I don't agree.
I think observation of him entirety, like the bad, the good, the ugly, whatever.
No, like what I disagree, he considers Beyonce an 8. He considers, you know, like the way that he ranks women in like attractiveness. It's all subjective, so it's like whatever, that's his opinion, whatever the fuck. But as far as, you know what, I'll ask, because maybe I'm alone here. What is it about Kevin that you don't like?
Bethany, I asked you a question. I wanted to hear your
100% disagree. No, nothing makes me not rock with him.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Miss, it's all about delivery. It's all about how you say something to somebody. This is like one of your main camp things that you campaign on.
Okay,
and you don't find nothing wrong with like what he got going on.
So with you saying that, I have to take into consideration what he does. He is an image consultant. And we've had conversations about delivery. And if I'm paying for somebody to tell me about myself, give it to me straight up. Don't worry about delivery. If I'm paying you for a service, tell me straight up what it is. Don't beat around the bush. Don't try to be soft in your delivery. If I'm paying for this service, tell me exactly what it is. Because there's a reason I'm here. If I came here and I'm looking for your advice, go ahead. Let it rip.
I get that. You know, I'm pretty straightforward myself. So, like, I get that. But I think there's a difference between being straight up and just being disrespectful. I think that there's a difference. And there's been different times. Now, it's nothing about him formulating his opinion. Yo, he's right. I, like, just for the record, the overall objective of Kevin, I agree, okay? So I do agree that there's a disconnect in the black, you know, community between men and women. I do agree that women have traded in their jobs and their education. I have traded their looks, their health, their domestic, you know what I mean, all that situation in for their jobs, their education. I do agree with that to a certain extent. There are certain things where, like, I get what he's saying overall. Like, I understand that. And I don't, and so I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, he's wrong. But there's been a couple of, and I've watched, specifically for this show, I made sure I sat through and I watched a couple of his interactions with men and on podcasts. And this is, I say what the fuck I want to say. And I get this. I understand this completely. But, and some, it all depends on what your overall objective is. Want to come into a situation and you just want to give your opinion, say what the fuck you want. That's what I do here, right? That's what my whole point is here. I'm just speaking my opinion, you know, like how I feel. You always say like, hey, what do you guys think about this? What do you guys think about that? So I'm going to give my opinion. But if your overall objective is to bring light to a certain situation and to influence a certain situation, which he has said on numerous of his shows, like, I noticed that my clientele were, you know, had issues with dating, and I, you know, I heard the arguments of women, and I, you know, and I felt like this conversation needed to be had, which insinuates some type of, you know, like, you know, having some type of impact, whether you're shedding light on something or not. It's not about the intention, it's about the impact. And that's when delivery comes into play. I've seen this man gaslight women. And my thing is when you categorize yourself as a high value man, right? And now he started a conversation, which I'm thankful for, because this is something I'm actually studying right now, because this is an important conversation. Like, once again, we go back to the level of respect. Like me and E was watching an episode, and yeah, he was having an exchange with a woman, and towards the end, would you say, E, that the woman actually started to agree with him, right? Yeah. He was like, why are you on the phone with me and you got this high value man that's making 10K or more? Why are you even step into this conversation? Like, you need to be at home, you know, servicing your man. But no, before he said that, he said, you need to be at home in that kitchen. You need to be with your man. That's what he said. Then they kept going. And then it turned into, you need to be on your back. You need to be laid up on your back.
On your knees.
Then it started going back and forth. And she's actually now in agreement with him. She's not even, you know, being combative. And then it turns into, I don't see why you up on the phone with me. You need to be on your knees. Why you need to be laid up on your knees. I'm like, Yeah, why is that okay? Why, how is that okay? And why is that okay? Why is that type of language okay? And I guess, like, and that's what I'm saying. It's like when we talk, like, you're right. Some people needed to be told, like, straight, you know, raw, but there's still a way to do it to have an impact.
Without being disrespectful.
Right. And especially when someone's like, when someone has dismantled their defenses and they're actually in agreement with you. You know what I'm saying? So she's not even trying to make a point anymore. So what was the whole point? I could see if someone was constantly being combative and then you know, you try to give it to them hard so they can get it. But she's not even doing that. So why are we talking to women like this? Like, why do we need, and I personally feel like it's gaslighting for clicks.
I get that, but I feel like these people who are calling in kind of know that he might hit them with that bullshit too. Because they see this, you know, they see this dude on WorldStar. They see him on these, you know, pages where he's just going in, but they still sign up to talk to this dude. So it's you're going to get this shit. And it's also a YouTube show where he is getting paid by people who love to see this shit. So he's like being egged on by the people in the comments when they're donating $100 to his PayPal, $50 here, $500, you know. And so it's like, you know what? Let me keep this shit going because clearly it's working for him.
But do you
like,
understand that it can discredit what he's trying to do? Because now, you got some people, you like haters watch your shit too. Haters will actually watch you more than your fucking fans will. So like, yes, he's getting the clicks and yes, he's getting the, but I guess where I'm coming from is that like, this is actually very important. This is a very important discussion that needs to be had between Black men and Black women. Because when we talk about things like George Floyd, when we talk about the injustice that's going on, the fact of the matter is it all goes back and roots to the nucleus, which is the family dynamic. And like the Black family has been completely deconstructed and dismantled. You understand? Like, so what he's saying is so important. But like, if we can like, and maybe this comes from my passion, it can honestly be like a personal passion of mine, you know, and I can understand that. And I just feel like what he has to say is so important. But like when you start adding the extra shit and the whole other layer of disrespect, it's not gonna have the impact that it needs to have.
So did he make you feel this strongly? Did it make you feel this way when he said the same, you know, like he had the same crazy wild delivery to men, asking them about their dick sizes and asking them about stuff like that?
Yeah, I haven't even seen an episode with him and men. I've just seen him with ladies. Oh.
When I tell you he lays into the men to the point where I'm like, I'm enjoying having someone, a man holding other men accountable. And the delivery can be harsh, but somebody has to say it. And sometimes you got to be harsh with your delivery to drive that shit in. And not everybody's going to take this gentle approach.
No, I'm not asking for a gentle approach. I'm saying unnecessarily applying, you know what I mean? Like if someone is constantly trying to like prove you wrong and you've already stated all the facts, you've already gone through all this. Yeah, I'm the main one that's like, nah, sometimes you got to hit them where it hurts. But if someone is like completely like, you know what? You're right. Why are we still talking to them that way? That's what I'm talking about. I'm saying that
some people get really passionate and they just like can't turn it. They can't turn down until the call ends or the conversation ends or somebody switches the conversation because some people are just really too turned to bring it down.
Well, I'm a firm believer that like him asking about a woman's dress size, about if she works out, that's not disrespectful. Him asking about a man's dick size, about how much money he makes, all that. I'm with all that. You know what I'm saying? I guess to me, there's a certain tone that he takes sometimes where it's like where I'm like, now it's unnecessary. Now you're trying to humiliate this person. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the stuff that like, that's where I'm like, yeah, no, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about like, yeah, no, if you over here, you ain't taking care of yourself, eating fucking ding dongs all day. You know what I'm saying? Don't clean up or, you know, wear a size 13. Yeah, some, to some it may be considered body shaming, but the fact of the matter is when we're talking about these high value men, they're not looking at you. That's what the, that's the facts. I'm with all that shit. Like, cause like, you're absolutely right. It's about time that people get held accountable for what they're actually presenting. You know what I'm saying? I think it's important that I'm a firm believer. That's the reason why I'm single to this day. Right. So I'm single to this day because there's a certain level of a relationship that I want to be a part of, that I want to engage in. And I personally feel like I'm not at that level to like bring in my half. So that's the reason why I completely like disengage from even like trying to say, oh, where my man at? Where my boy? No, I'm not there. And I'm not afraid to admit that, you know, but we do have some people that are fucking, you know.
When I watch his show, I like to read the comments on the side and I can tell where the frustration comes in with some of the people that come onto the show, because he is being very clear about what his show is about, what services he offers. You know, he's talking about, you know, high value men or the Henrys, high earner, not rich yet, whatever the, you know, acronym stands for. And people still aren't getting it. He's being clear and concise, but there are some people who are just not connecting to the thing. So it's like, when they finally are able to, you know, get onto the show or get his attention, he's low-key like, bro, I've been telling you what the fuck it is and you're still not hearing me. And so I can see where that frustration comes in when he's damn near about to cut somebody out because they are just not listening. They want to be as combative as possible or, you know, pick one of these, like, you know, like, oh yeah, I know a person who does the opposite. It's like, okay, of course there's an exception to everything.
There's outliers.
But when you're talking to someone directly and they're, you know, not getting it, like in that situation, Meek, where you said that she was agreeing with him and he was still kind of going off, but you just have to take into consideration that there are so many people who just want to be combative and maybe he just couldn't turn that shit down. He couldn't turn it off at that point.
I get that point. And then also I had to really sit on this whole situation about, because everyone wants to know, Meek, what do you think about Kevin Samuels? You know, and I actually like, I really sat down, I really thought about it. And the fact of the matter is, the reason why people get so heated is because the things that he is challenging is what people use to define themselves, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Like when we have women that, like, you know, have all these accolades. Is it accolades or accolades? Accolades, whatever.
Accolades.
Accolades. All these PhDs, all this extra shit. But yet, guess what, sis? You wear a fucking size 13. You don't cook. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have, you know, you're not nice, as he would say. Like, you're not even supportive in that notion. Like, the fact of the matter is, her degrees is what define her. You know, so you're challenging this whole person's identity. And of course, that's what's going to raise fire. And granted, it is not Kevin Samuels' part to dig deeper. But I do think that this uproar is basically, to me, what it's telling me is that now what Kevin Samuels has done to the community is that he's brought up a conversation. And now it's time for us to go deeper. Right.
Exactly. Like, it exposes a lot, and
it's not up to Kevin to address. It's not up to Kevin.
They need to go and do the work now.
Yes. True. And I guess where I'm trying to get to is that's when I start going down into like the psychological aspect of it. And the reason why this is so hard for people to digest and process is that they don't understand why they're in the situation that they're in. People honestly look around, and I think that's another place where I do not fully agree with Kevin. And a lot of it comes from personal experience. I'm not afraid to admit that. I admit, like I said, with the overall objective, but there are certain things I do not agree with when he says everyone has a choice. I agree. I agree that everyone has a choice, but we can't excuse the fact that majority of our people have been conditioned under certain circumstances, right? And if you don't, and everyone's psychological, you know, construct or whatever, is built different. How people process and receive things is completely different. And even though you may have the intent to maybe change and break that cycle and break that generational curse, we still have our default self. So if you, me, I'll take myself for example. My mom was, I call her Iron Lady. She ran the house. She wore the pants. My dad, I had a stepfather in the house, but I'm going to be honest. I love that man, and I do have respect for this man, but he was, the way that the situation was set up, it was as though he was like a fourth child, real talk. And it was because of how their dynamic was set up. You know, I heard my mom speak to this man like straight, like, motherfucker, this my shit. That, like, straight emasculate this man, you know. And but I also saw her, how hard she worked. I also saw how frustrated she was. But I also saw, like, even though he wanted better, you know, like, some of his decisions weren't always wise, you know, that which led to some, like, financial issues, which made my mom having to work. So it was just like a clusterfuck of, like, of emasculinity and complacency, whatever, so on and so on. I saw this. I saw how unhappy my mom was. So, yes, of course, consciously, I made the decision that I don't want to be my mother. But guess what? When I found myself in a situation that represented, or like that presented red flags that was similar to my mother's situation, guess what I resorted back to? That default self. I found myself talking like my mother to this man that I was in a relationship with. You know what I mean? I just saw, and that's why, stemming back to our first question, why respect is so big and why we have to practice that, is that that's what becomes programmed into our child. Yeah, you can say do better. Yeah, you can give them all the talks, but they're learning from your actions. They're learning from your interactions with others. And so I found myself doing that. So now I have to sit up and, like, go and do the work and, like, you know, do the reading, do the research, understand why am I talking this way. And then I look around, all the women in my family talk that way. So now, who the fuck am I supposed to pull from to try to do different? To try to know how do I talk to a man? I don't have any positive male role models in my life. All of the men are basically subpar to the women. This is my dynamic, my personal dynamic. Who do I pull from? It wasn't until I separated myself from my family, started immersed myself into dance, and I started finding different families, different relationships, and you know what I mean, where I'm like, oh shit, this yeah. actually works. Oh my God, I never seen this shit ever before, and I'm not afraid to say it.
Communicating it came, actually works.
It came from people that was not Black. I'm not afraid mm-hmm. to say that. So when he says that it's a choice, you're right, it is a choice, but we can't completely disregard that it's some deep level conditioning, you know, that's going on, like, in our people. And it takes it. You have to be very strong willed to try to, like, to do otherwise, because that default self is in you. Like, it's in you, like, for sure. So
what were you going to say, Liz?
My story is kind of similar to Meek, as watching my mom disrespect a man. It wasn't my father, but it was, like, my stepdad. So that's why, another reason why also I'm big on respect as well, because I also caught myself in a situation talking to a guy that I had and disrespecting him. And, like, I'm looking at myself like I'm exactly like her, like, after the whole situation blew up. But then it's like, I recently just had somebody at work come to me, and he was like, yeah, I've seen you around, but I haven't met you. New guy. Seen you around, but I haven't met you, but I was scared to talk to you. He was like, because usually Black girls are not nice to me. And I was like, why would you say that? He was like, because all the women that I, like, he's Black, but he was like, all the Black women that I grew up, they're not, they're angry. They're, you know, they're rude, they're disrespectful. And I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. I was like, well, I'm not, you know, I'm saying, I'm not rude or disrespectful. I don't even know you to do that. But the fact that he said that, I was like, that's crazy that he feels like every Black woman that he talks to is rude and disrespectful based on, like, how he was raised and I guess he was in foster care and stuff, end up stuff. So I was like, this is wild that this is like still going on, you know? But Evan Samuels, like, I agree also with Meek on this. Just his deliverance and stuff. He doesn't have to beat the woman down with what he says, but also I do agree with some things that he do say. And the thing is, like, I don't agree with everything he doesn't say. It's just, like, how he delivers it. But everything, things that he say is correct. Things that he approaches is correct. So it's not, like, what he's saying is wrong. It's just, like, it's certain ways to go about it. But you did say, like, the women do ask for and they sign up for the situation, which is true. So, like, you kind of asking for the raw truth. But
I think, yeah. Okay. So I'm going to tell y'all about how I even like discovered Kevin Samuels. I went to New York where my dad lives, and me and my dad have a great conversation. And you guys always joke about my dad, like, you know, when it comes to like who he is. My dad has been in corporate America for about 35 years. He's been doing his thing. He is what I guess Kevin Samuels would consider a high value man. He is an executive, you know. He is that dude. He takes care of himself. He takes care of his family. It was one episode in particular that he played for me, and it was called, oh God, Men Should Pay for Everything. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. And Kevin is just going on and on, like just ripping into men, where I had to like go back and like listen to this when I wasn't with my dad. Because he had picked me up from the airport. He was like, yo, I want to play something for you. So he played this. And what I realized in this moment of listening to this episode is that my dad and Kevin Samuels are very alike. When it comes to what they expect out of women, very similar. My dad likes fit women. You don't have to be the most educated woman because, you know, a lot of high earning men, a lot of high value men, they want unlimited access to their woman. So if she's out here too busy to be with you, it's kind of like, well, what are we doing here? Also, my dad is so good financially. Like, he pays for everything. He does everything that he's supposed to do. My dad looks great on paper. So I get why he absolutely rocks with Kevin Samuels. And I'm sitting here like, yeah, I was basically like brought up by a man who has these same exact values. And my dad isn't shy about saying the same things that Kevin Samuels does.
Hey, Dad.
But then I look on the flip side because, you know, I was raised by a single mother and my mom is still, to this day, she's single. She's been engaged twice, but I've never seen my mom like romance. She doesn't really talk highly about men. Not saying that she's all out here like, oh, you know, men are trash, men ain't shit, blah, blah, blah. She is just like, she's cool. And so I see two sides of the coin where I see this high value man in my life and how he's influenced me as a woman. And then I see, you know, my mother who is single, not saying that she's lonely or anything. We haven't had a conversation like that, but I see where I would like to be. And in this episode in particular, he asked the women, because the episode was men should pay for everything and women should be hypergamous, which is women should marry up. And so I was like, okay, I get that. So he asked, you know, and Meek, I think you brought this up, how he talks about how, you know, women are out here, you know, doing their things, being super independent, career driven, you know, they're going for it. But at the same time, he's saying, would you rather be this independent, high earning woman and single, or would you take the alternative and never have to pay for a significant bill? Would you rather your man take care of you and you, I guess, play your gender role, or be this independent, high earning woman and possibly not find love and have to settle? So this is where I feel like I just really rock with his message. Like, the delivery is fucked up, but my dad is also a type of person who's going to give you a fucked up delivery too. So it doesn't bother me. But my dad, he works in sales. Like, he talks
so
to people.
So your dad, and so your dad, if you called your dad right now, and like, you probably wouldn't, but I'm just, this is just for like hypothetically. Your dad would be like, why are you on the phone with me? You need to be on your knees serving that man. Your dad would tell you that.
He would not say those exact words because I'm his daughter. No. No.
Do you see your dad talking to a woman that way? That is not his daughter.
There are ways that I have seen him talk to women where I'm like, oh, and I have actually called him out. Like, hey, the way that you spoke to this person, or the way that, because there's been a time where he's spoken to me and it was almost like I felt like an employee of his, like he was talking to me where there was no like love. And I was like, hold on, you're not going to speak to me this way. And I was probably like 13 years old, but I remember the way that he spoke to me and how it made me feel. And I was like, oh,
so
I don't like this.
And so that feeling is and I think that's, and I guess me, because me, I'm like, anytime I think about situations like this, when we're talking about relationships, love, and because like those are like key components of the like the human experience, that's what I'm in fear of, right? I like, yes, I'm in agreement with what he's talking about, but I do think it's important for me to point out that like certain things that he say is I'm not agreeing with because of that feeling that you felt when you were 13. Mm-hmm. You know, granted, yeah, women signed up for it, but still, I don't want men thinking, because you got some men that are worshiping what this, you know, worshiping every word that this man's saying, you know, and then that's what I'm thinking about, you know, thinking like it's okay to address women in that I'm talking about specifically that. I'm not talking about holding a woman accountable. I'm not talking about like having to like deliver it hard. But there's a certain, there has to be lines. And I feel the same way with women. There's a way, and I said it just a couple minutes ago, you know, like there's a way to hold a man accountable without having to emasculate him, right? I feel the same way. The way that my mom talked about my father, she did not have to say any of that. You know what I mean? You know, bitch this, you all that. Unnecessary, completely unnecessary. My son would never see me talk about his dad that way. You know what I mean? And his dad mm-hmm. would never address me in that way, no matter how much he's enraged with me. We would never go back and forth like that. You know what I mean? In front of Elijah. So.
Oh yeah. So just to correct it, because I had to write it down. He said the question that he asked women was, "Do you want to be required to work and pay significant bills?" And I feel like he asked questions, and it throws a lot of people off because he's asking questions that no one has ever like taken into consideration before.
Do you honestly because, think that women have not taken that into consideration? Like, really? Because I've heard say this. I've heard auntie say, like, I don't want to have to do this.
Now, I feel like for women who aren't in that situation where, you know, they go to college, they graduate, they get the nice job, and they're just in a good flow. A lot of women don't say, you know what? I would rather not do this. I would rather just have a man take care of it. Because some women just really have a set goal list of I want to achieve this, this, and that, and I'm going to look good on paper.
Now, with that, I will say this. I do believe that when women, okay, I'm trying to be careful with my words, because women's rights is important. So I don't want to say that women's rights is not important. But I do think that, like, when it came down to the women's rights movement, I do think that women didn't fully understand what they were signing themselves up for. And what I mean by that, you had a category of women that actually believed that by them gaining their rights and their recognition, that men were going to just willingly trade places with them or take up some of the domestic, you know, aspect of like the home, you know, situation, and that didn't happen. So what ended up happening is more was added to the woman's plate. So not only are you responsible for what's going on at home, you are also now responsible for going out and gaining a check. So you know what I'm saying? And when you brought that up of those women that are so goal oriented, these are women who do not understand what it actually takes to uphold a household. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it takes a lot of work. And I do think, though, that I don't know Okay, because I'm trying to be careful with my words, but I do think that the work of the housewife is like shitted on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's undervalued. Yeah,
it's undervalued, and people are like, and on both sides. Like, I was gonna say that it started with men, but who knows where it started? I'm not gonna say that at all, because it's on both sides. Because I've seen people who don't have kids. It's like, girl, how are you tired? And you're like, bro, like, you don't understand what it actually takes getting up, cleaning up, making sure there's meals, you know, making sure that the child is doing their homework and all, you know what I mean? Like, everything is in line, right? And then when your man come home, making sure, but then on top of this, you're doing this by trying and trying to juggle a 9 to 5. Bruh, like, it's heavy.
What I feel is the issue here is, one, that there is a lack of respect. Like, there are a lot of women who do not respect men, and there are a lot of men who don't respect women. So a lot of the shit is just misconstrued. But also, I was having a conversation yesterday with a friend. We were having lunch, and he was talking about how in order to date a woman, he has to be completely physically attracted to this woman. But he finds himself losing interest as they're getting to know each other. And it made me think, I'm like, you know what? There are a lot of people out here dating people that they don't like. They don't know who they're in a relationship with. And once they find out, like, I really don't like this person. And then they're single all over again. There's a lot of people.
Did you ask him why, what would happen in order for him to, like, not, you know what I mean?
Yes.
To not.
Yes. In particular, this guy, he lives in another country. He doesn't live in the United States. So there's not many Black women, because he's a Black man. There's not many Black women that he can just relate to. So when it comes down to things as far as, like, culture, Black culture, we can speak in, like, us, we can talk about movie quotes and shows and music or whatever. And when you're dating someone who knows nothing about that, it's like, damn, like, what do we really have in common besides you being fine as fuck and we have some good sex? Like, yeah. I actually don't really fuck with this person. It's actually exhausting to actually have to teach this person about who I am. And here I am learning something about this person. And I don't like him. But when it comes to, like, this whole Kevin Samuels thing, there's a lot of people who look good on paper and they try to come together and make some shit happen. But y'all don't really fucking like each other.
Right. You know, me. Go ahead, E.
I was just saying, because, like, he's out of the country and, you know, he's dating or whatever. So he doesn't like the person because he cannot connect on what they both don't know. Like, he couldn't find anything else that he was interested into that girl than that. Like, he wasn't, no, they weren't, it was, equally interested in getting to know his background or where he came from and where she came from. Like, that didn't interest him at all.
I feel like people's, like, how, you know, we gave our list of, like, 5 things that we seek, you know, when we're dating. And physical attraction is a big deal to a lot of people. You know, Meek, you say you're a sapiosexual. Like, you need people to give you a great intellectual conversation.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, but at some point in your list of, you know, 5 things, maybe, you know, after your default settings come out, this person's default settings, like, they can present themselves well.
A certain
but
way,
then
yeah.
After a certain amount of time, it's like, oh, this nigga might actually be a dumbass and I'm not rocking with it.
Right.
But everything else was dope. But you realize, like, I don't actually like this person.
But there's also, just to piggyback on what you were saying, like, there's also a thing. It's something about being able to relate to someone's childhood or, like, you know, nuances or, like, you know what I mean? Like, go down memory lane with people like that, like, makes your bond even tighter. So, like, I've dated outside my race and, like, you know, I've had someone that doesn't know a Jay-Z album or did not watch Martin. And granted, yeah, there was other things, but I have to say that the situations I did where we were able to relate on that and build on that, it was way tighter and way closer. So I think that's another thing that your friend is possibly talking about, right? Like, being able to, like, get, like, that even a closer bond or a closer understanding to each other due to like just similarities and common
the nuances was the
and nuance the of like culture like yes. Yeah, like the cultural nuance. Yeah. So I agree with that, but this is something I agree with Kevin on that he says is that yes, part of it is your physical appearance, but the other part is like it's how you act, you know, like the habits that you have and like the practices that, you know, like the inner self, basically. So even if you are that 10, even if you are a bad bitch, that only gets you to a certain part in the situation. And like he said, it's not about being able to attract them. It's if are you able to keep them?
Keep them.
Right?
Yeah.
And that takes, you know, being able to communicate or being able to, I'm not going to even break it down that way. Being able to break down and understand your partner and fit, you know what I mean? And like fit what's needed for your partner. Your partner might need communication. Being able to understand that and being able to be like, you know what? He likes to communicate this way. Knowing he might communicate through music. Being able to recognize that and being like, okay, music is his language. You know what I'm saying? Being able to adapt. You have some women that are so headstrong that they just feel like men should just come to their door and accept them for who the fuck they are.
Right.
And
like, yeah.
And that's not the case. That is
so I remember... I remember watching an episode or an appearance that Erykah Badu had on The Breakfast Club. And you know how people always joke like, oh, you know, she got three baby daddies by like, you know, three GOAT rappers. And, you know, they always talk about the Badu box. Like, what is it that makes Erykah Badu like that bitch? And and she was like, I listen. And yeah. So because there's been moments where you'll see a man who you would consider to be like he the shit, like he's dope. But then his woman may not be a looker. And it's like, oh, what is he doing with her? She probably listens to him. She probably makes him feel incredible. Something yeah. that a perfect 10 doesn't even give a fuck about trying
about
to do.
Doing.
For
right. Facts.
And so when, you know, that's why I'm saying that there's a lot of people who date because this person looks great on paper and your boys or your girls think they're like perfect and oh my God, you guys should like, you know, they try to play matchmaker and shit, but they just really don't mesh. And that's why I feel like sometimes when you have this list of things that you're looking for in a partner, at some point you may have to give up something to get what works for you.
Right. No, right. Yeah. But ladies, it's coming compromising.
But ladies, yeah. We're all a perfect 10 and we communicate and we cook and we do everything.
But here's the thing. I also recognize that I'm not for everybody.
No, I recognize
that
too.
Me either.
I'm not for
everybody.
And I was just
look good on paper.
Right. And I was just telling E too that I also recognize that certain choices that I make may turn off, you know, because like at the end of the day, yeah, we want to be like, oh my God, give me a chance and get to know me for who I am as a person, blah, 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 blah. But the fact of the matter is, you know, that first impression, it says a lot. And whether people like to admit it or not, social media is now the social playground. So your social media, yeah, we know that it's fake and we know, but that's like, but we have to be honest with ourselves. Technically, it's like a social resume. Right. And like you pick and choose on how you project yourself, blah, 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 blah. So
you curate your.
Yeah. Like whatever it is. Right. And so like me being me, I'm gonna be just being honest. I'm still a private person, even though it seems like I'm so out. I keep the things that are close to me private.
Right.
So it's certain things that you're not going to see about me. You don't know that I cook. You don't know about, you know, every single engagement
I do.
My son. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's because I'm engaged with my son. When I'm engaged with my friends, I'm not over here like, oh my God, girl, get this on Snapchat. Like, I don't think that way. And I do think
that's Liz's job.
Right. So, yeah. Yeah.
Let Liz do all the recording. She's a videographer of the group.
Right. I just
get everything until we get old, y'all. Y'all don't even know.
And it's even times be that you be like, oh my God, Meek, you didn't get no pictures. Like, you know what I mean? I just don't. I'm just so engaged with whatever I got going on that, like, that's just what it is. Some people don't know I'm in school and don't know I'm working towards a PhD. They don't know these things about me. And granted, I'm not going to lie, low-key, a bit of myself is like, you need to work for that. Like, I'm not going to just lay it out for you, right? But I do also recognize that it can bite me in the ass. The stuff you do see is superficial shit. It's like my dancing or, you know, me modeling for Bikini Honey, you know, shameless plug. Now. but like, and some men may look at that and be like, oh my God, all she's doing is showing her ass.
Her
and
ass.
Showing her body and da 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 da. Like, yeah, I'm good. And it's like, so I do understand, and this is what Kevin was saying. It's another point that I do agree with, is that the certain, like, we all have choices, and he's not there to tell you whether your choices are good or bad, but you also have to acknowledge and accept that your choices, there's consequences to your choices, right? Like, if you choose to not eat right and gain weight, you have to accept the fact that you're not going to be for, you know, a large group of that high value man that he's speaking about. Like, you have to understand that, you know, you can't sit here and be like, nah, you just gonna accept me how I am. There are men that's out there that's willing to do that, definitely willing to do that. And no one's saying that everyone has to be a size 2, but the reality of the situation is, when you're talking about that, what is it, the 5%, 10%, whatever percentage that he
10, yeah. has,
yeah. These men are specific about the type of women that they're bringing around, you know?
Mm-hmm. Is it just me, but are these people who are in these chats, are these single people, or are they just there to hear these conversations and to, I guess?
I've actually seen some where, well, you have people that's in there just for the conversations. You have people that are single, but also I have this, it's weird because now he's starting to have this cult following where people want to get validated by him. I had this one girl.
Yes.
I didn't have this one girl, but this one girl called in and was like, I just want to know, would high value men, you know, date me? And when you were there, E, when we were watching this, and when he was like, yeah, she was like, you know, I'm college graduated. I don't want kids. I'm this age and, you know, and
the
I just want to travel
child.
The world. And I'm the middle child, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, you know, you're what I would call considered the executive wife. And yes, a lot of men would. But she just lit the fuck up. She's like,
she
oh, my
loved
God.
It.
Like, she's like, oh, my God. Yeah, you know. So you have this, like, also this cult following where people want to get validated by this man.
And because of that, he is earning money because people want to be validated so bad. I compare it to, like, how, you know, there are people on Twitch and you have to pay. You know, if you're like a sub or whatever they call, you know, someone who subscribes and who pays for you, they are doing this so they can get a shout out. It's some sort of validation to make someone feel great because they are a part, you know, they're being glorified on this stage. And it's just really weird. That's why I was asking, like, okay, this guy is talking about his credit score and, you know, how tall he is and how much money he makes. But he also said, like, yeah, my woman is this. I was like, okay, so why are you here?
Yeah, why are we calling?
So what are we doing?
Right.
Why are you in the chat? Why are you telling everybody about yourself when you say you got a lady? So what are we doing?
You want to be stamped, have a stamp of approval that you're high value. And
so I have a question. I'm going to ask, like, Kevin Samuels, what would you rate yourself?
I'm glad you asked this because I did want us to do this. Oh my God. Are we going off of what we think or how Kevin said?
We're going off of physical appearance.
No, facts. But are we going off of how we see ourselves or how Kevin Samuels great?
Well, we can't go off of it. I don't want to go off how he's because
I don't know what
here.
He was saying.
Yeah.
I really want to play this game like this. Come on now. Y'all see
you.
How
do
he's
you
great
like that? Go ahead. Go ahead, do you like that? Go. You won't do
God
it.
Always like putting me out there like that.
So you want to do it?
Or
so
allow myself to put me out there like that.
You did it. You.
Okay, so if I was on Kevin Samuels' show, I think that I would be rated a 5.
Why?
By looks.
Wow.
And the only reason why is because he's like, you know, he said Rihanna was a 9. 10. He right? Said
Rihanna, 10. He was like, big forehead and all, oh, Rihanna is a 10.
Yeah, Rihanna.
Kelly Rowland is a 9.
Right. Okay. So I will rate myself a 6 according to Kevin Samuels. Now, granted, I don't think that I'm a 6, so let's just have that out there like that. But according to Kevin, a 5 or a 6. And the only reason why is because he specifically was saying, like, how do you wake up in the morning, right? And, like, and naturally. And
he said, when the women come on the show, have no makeup and your hair should just be, you know, kind of in its natural state or whatever. But how you wake up. Pretty much
right.
Is how he
it's like how he you, it's talk. How you can gauge it. So I'm just thinking about like my natural features. So it's like, you know, yeah, my hair is long or whatever, but when I wake up in the morning, like my hair ain't that like, you know, ain't that wet, like, you know, oh girl, I just no, like no. Now granted, I don't have to wear makeup. I can literally wash my face and be like set to go. But I do have to put on an eyebrow, you know what I'm saying? You know, scared the way Kevin set up, he'll knock 2 points off for that. You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, I think I.
But
would.
He does give a little bit of grace. He says little to no makeup. Yes, he says, you know, how do you wake up? But also, how long does it take for you to be presentable?
Oh, it doesn't take me. Take me about like that. Well, my showers is long, but like I go a lot of times without makeup. I go a lot of times without makeup. I don't know. I guess I'm just. I just feel like he's a hard grader, and it all depends on what side of bed he wakes up on. And I honestly feel him. He made Beyonce an 8.
Yeah.
You know? But is it because she got work done to her body, or is it literally because Beyonce is. Without makeup.
Well, he said her face.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so outside of Kevin Samuels, I do think I'm an 8. And I'm talking about without makeup. Now, once I get all dolled up and everything, I think I'm a 10. But, like, I feel like without makeup, I would give myself an 8.
What do you give yourself, Liz?
Motherfucking 10, bitch. No, I do, without makeup, because I'm not going off of what Kevin Samuels would think of me. I'm not doing that. Honestly, I don't think he likes black women, but that's just my opinion. But I don't think he dates black women. I that's my personal opinion. Don't ask me why.
So you rank yourself what?
I said I rank myself a 10, but I'm not going to say what I think he ranks me because I think he doesn't really care. Like, he doesn't date black women.
I would give myself an 8.
Without makeup?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like myself a lot without makeup. There's times where when I put makeup on and I'm like, shit, I kind of overdid it. Like, I didn't have to go so heavy on this and that.
I
feel like, you know, I take care of myself. I, you know, my body, I feel like is dope too. But as far as like my face, I would say I'm an 8.
But also as women, I think also another reason why I say 8 is because, you know, sometimes we wake up and we like, what the fuck, bro? Like,
how you feel when you wake up.
Like how you feel, but also sometimes your exterior, you know, is, you know, I've woken up and been like, bro, like today is not the day. You know what I mean? Like my dark circles look dark for some crazy reason. Like now I don't have them. You know,
what a lot of men don't take into consideration is like women and our hormones.
Yeah.
And what can happen in a 28-day cycle.
Yeah.
Like you might get a pimple out of nowhere. It's like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, or shit just ain't hitting right. Like, you might be tired because, you know.
Pimple or no pimple, still beautiful as fuck.
Right. No, I'm gonna post that. Oh, wait, before you end, I know the show is going a little long. I wanted to just make one also key point is that he always talks about how like marriage is the goal, right? And he always talks about how like, you know, black people were married, you know, at high rates during, you know, 60s, 70s, and then I want to say 70s, 80s. That's when you start seeing like all these like divorces and so on. And it goes down into like, yes, you're married, but are you happy? Right. Mm-hmm. So even though we have all these different, like, you know, superficial traits that we would love our partner to have, but we also can't forget about the things that, like, that, you know, would constitute someone as being a good partner for you. Right. So the fact of the matter is that when he asked these questions, you know, Black women, you know, chose the government assistance over their husband. I don't think that that's a fair statement. And then he also stated that, like, you know, why is that? Why is that happening? The fact of the matter is a lot of women look to men as financial support because they're in those times. Women weren't even allowed to have a fucking bank account. So a lot of these women were, like, forced to be in marriages. Now, you know, and they put up with some shit. But once given the opportunity to work for themselves, they chose, like, you start seeing this increase in divorce. So there has to be something to that. Like, there has
to be. Because he also says, like, yes, it's not fair. And he's talking to men and women. He was like, it's not your fault, but it's your responsibility. So you still have a choice in this. You still have a decision. You still have a decision to make. Like, just how, like, for men, you're not giving handouts. You have to go out there and work. If you want that shit, you got to go out there and get it. You got to make good decisions to do it. And if a woman is given the decision, like, you know, make this relationship work and marry this man and, you know, try to make the situation work, or should I take the government assistance? Like, it's still a choice.
That's not what happened. That's not, and I think that's the part that I'm not in full agreeance with, because he makes it seem as though we're like, fuck these men, I'm about to go get this free money. So no, when you say, like, oh, it's either make this work and stay in this marriage or go get this government assistance, it's heavily layered, and there's a lot of, it's also a lot of, like, systematic injustice, and
yes,
you know,
of course,
you know, that yes, that was set it's in place, so it's, right. So we can't, so it's not just about it. You're right, I'm not gonna sit here and say it's not a choice, but there's so many things that went into that as to why that choice was even made. Because also you got to think about what was also a part of that situation. There was children that was a part of that situation. In the 70s, that was one of the most, that was besides the Great Depression and the recession that we saw, that was another economic, you know, crisis that happened, especially to Black people. So you have, you know, men are not, you know, unemployment was really high. So men are not able to go and get these jobs and really be that provider. And then you have these kids. So then you have a woman that's like, okay, do I choose to feed my children, or, you know what I mean? Or like, or and in many cases, the men encourage the women to do it. So we can't continue this narrative as though, like, women turned their back on black women, turned their back on Black men to gain government assistance, because that's a horrible narrative. But yeah. All I was going to say was when you say you have a responsibility, I feel like that's a cop out, and I get it. When you're making so much money, you really don't got to listen or obey by anyone. But I also question, are you happy? You know? And so, like,
which is why I was saying there's people who are in relationships with people that they don't like. And then, you know, like, we saw this happen with the pandemic. Like, people were like, oh my God, I'm stuck with this person. Divorce rates just went sky high. Like, I don't like this person. This is not who I want to spend my life and my time with. I don't want to grow old with this motherfucker. So that's where I feel like that's when the self-work has to come in, where people are holding themselves accountable and trying to, like, sit back and realize, like, okay, what is the goal? What do I want at the end? Do I want to, you know, have someone to grow old with? Do I want to have a man that's going to be a good leader and father to my children? Someone that I trust, someone that I look to take me where I'm trying to go. People have to sit back and figure out what the fuck they actually want in real life, instead of letting outside shit affect how they go out here and make these decisions. Because there's a lot of people who are like, yeah, I'm with this person because it looks good for me. Do any of you ladies have a quote for this week? I'm gonna take that as a no. Hey,
my quote is be particular on who you deem as an expert, and don't be afraid to do your own research and look and gain your own resources. Look up your own statistics and build up your own opinions on that. That's what my quote is, and that's from your TV.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't look at Kevin Samuels as some expert. I just love the conversation that it's causing. So I'm here for it. I'm not going to be like, oh, fuck him, because he said, no. This but conversation, like you said, needs to happen. So, all right, y'all. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to today's episode. Follow us at Crazy Sexy Cool Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And we're on YouTube, so make sure you subscribe, like, comment, and we'll see you next week. Yeah.
Peace.